Summertime comes with an abundance of exciting events in the local area, and that is certainly the case at St. Michael's Catholic Church in downtown Portland. Joining us this morning is Kristen Brotmarkle, the Young Adult Coordinator at St. Michael's, to give us all the updates. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Sarah. Thank you for having me here.
Well, it's great to have you back on the show. And for those who missed your interview earlier this year, can you give us a quick overview of what St. Michael's offers for young adults?
Yeah, thank you for asking. I'm always happy to talk about ARC and talk about St. Michael's. St. Michael's is a thriving parish in downtown Portland, and we have a lot of different ministries and events, but we do have a really large young adult group. I'd say we even have the largest young adult ministry with any parish in Portland, and we love to, as you know, open our doors to young adults at other parishes when they're looking for fellowship and social events. And our ultimate desire as well is to form and send disciples. So St. Michael's is run by priests in the St. John Society, and they have a great charism for evangelizing the youth. I'm not sure if you're in your 20s and 30s, if you're considered a youth, because I say they
young
like
adult,
to evangelize the youth,
yeah.
And I'm in my 30s, and I'm
youth
like, I'm
adjacent.
The youth adjacent, but their charism carries over certainly and applies to the young adults. So in my role as young adult coordinator, I help with an amazing volunteer team. I help run young adult events, everything from holy hours to social events and activities like hikes. And it's a real passion of mine and of the St. John Society, because we know that in community, there's so much goodness that can happen. And also what we do at ARC, it's important to, as Catholics, gather together and have fun and bond, with our aim being growing in holiness. We don't just have to pray together. You know, we can integrate the beautiful and fun things of life, whether it be, like I said, a hike or some event outside of St. Michael's. We'll go to dinner after Mass. But yeah, big vision of ARC is activities and fellowship. And I'm blessed to see it grow and see new people come in, and the ways that people grow in faith once they've joined us.
That's wonderful. And I think you're so right when it comes to our faith. It's so much of it is, you know, centered on worship and prayer, but also, you know, should spill over into our daily lives, to our friendships, to what we do on the weekends, and really making it part of our everyday life.
Exactly. I think there can be an error or even a temptation to compartmentalize faith, as whether it be church on Sunday or even your church friends. Mm-hmm. And I know for myself and many people I know that their faith came alive when they integrated their friendships and their faith. And, you know, be Catholic on Sunday, but on Friday night, you want to go out dancing with your friends. Like, we know a lot of amazing Catholics and Christians who are having that fellowship and going out dancing and doing things that are fun, but maybe in a more wholesome way than the world would entice you to.
Sure.
But having that element of joy and community and connection, you can find it all in a way that's grounded in our faith.
I agree 100%. So last time that you were on the show, you shared with us about the monthly holy hour and social hour for young adults at St. Michael's. Can you just share with us how's that been going, and tell us about this finale type of event that you have coming up for the year?
One of our most popular events is our regular and monthly First Friday Holy Hour Social Hour. And as I shared when I was with you last time, we have that event on the first Friday, as it's a devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And what's really fun about our upcoming Holy Hour Social Hour in June, our finale of our First Friday events, is it falls on June 7th.
Okay.
Which is the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I know, right? I feel like such a nerd, but...
No, that's divine planning right there.
Right? So the First Friday devotion is in honor of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and we get to have our finale of our First Friday events on that feast day. So every year, this is the third annual, so the third time we've done this, but in June, we have our final Holy Hour, Social Hour event for young adults. And 3 years ago, we started this, and it was called June Normus for the first time, and it clicked.
So fun.
So it's, I don't even know how the name came up, but our priest, Father Ignacio, loved it. And over the years now, it's grown to be a really popular event that people look forward to. So Junormus is our biggest holy hour, social hour, and we are specifically inviting young adults from across the diocese and even, you know, beyond our diocese, but those who are local here, the shortest drive for those who live close, to come to St. Michael's on June 7th, Friday night at 7 p.m. for our holy hour. So that's going to be an hour of Eucharistic adoration and then our social hour that follows. So Junormus is the biggest event. So we really love to have young adults from other parishes there. And there's a party. So instead of it just being a social with some food, which every month, it's still a fun time. It's been going really well. But this one is a themed event. So every year there has been a theme. In the past, we've done a carnival. And then last year it was countries. And this year the theme is holidays. So
awesome.
We like to say it'll be a year of celebrations in one night.
Oh, so I like that.
You can celebrate New Year's, you can celebrate Easter, you can celebrate 4th of July. So it's really a great event to pray together.
Sure.
You know, we are grounded in that and we have a real focus on the Eucharist and in our prayer. But then to have fellowship and just to meet new people. And what I like about Junormus is that there's enough going on between the food and the activities that if you're newer to the community, you know, there are ways to interact and meet new people. So you don't have to just build up the courage to go sit with a new group of friends, but you'll actually have a lot of opportunities to naturally meet new people.
A lot of activities. And I went last year, so we had all the different countries and that was so much fun. And just being at each station and kind of participating in whatever activity that was, or just even like, you know, talking about the food, or it was just an easy way to get to know a lot of people. So it's going to be a fantastic event. I'm personally looking forward to it very much. I am speaking this morning with Kristen Brotmarkle, the young adult coordinator at St. Michael's Catholic Church in downtown Portland. Now, Kristen, there is another event on the horizon for the young adults at St. Michael, and this is a brand new event. The first time you're doing this, also happening in June. And I just happen to know a little bit about it because you so kindly asked me to be involved in planning it. So could you please tell our listeners about this really fun and really unique event coming up?
Thank you, Sarah. I'm already smiling. I'm so excited for this. But we have the St. Michael's Masquerade Ball, otherwise calling it the ARC Ball, the first ever young adult dance that we're hosting. That's going to happen on Friday, June 21st at 7 o'clock at Lady Hill Winery. So that's out in wine country, but not too far away. Beautiful venue, a beautiful space that we're opening up for an evening of dancing. There'll be a dance lesson, a little bit of wine and fellowship. It will be a masquerade, but we will provide masks for those who do not have one at home ready to use.
Tell us a little bit more about the dancing aspect of it.
Right. That's a great question, Sarah, because when we say a ball and there'll be ballroom dancing, I know a lot of people can be intimidated or not sure if they are experienced enough. So the event starts at 7 o'clock, and at 7:30, we will have a ballroom dance lesson for everyone. So we are going to be teaching that ballroom dance style, and then there'll be a chance to practice it and enjoy it in the evening. And there will be some other moments where we play different music.
Sure.
So if ballroom is not your go-to, we promise we'll have some other music options, as well as other opportunities to be entertained. So it is 21 and up, as this is at a winery, and it's from ages 21 to 40. So it is specifically for people who want a night out of dancing, but we think it'll be a fun time for pretty much any young adult who'd like to attend.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to this wonderful masquerade ball. And Kristen, for those that are interested in future events, how can they get connected and learn more about what you have coming up?
Thank you, Sarah, for asking, because of course we have these events coming up, but there are more events that happen in the future. So we have our website, stmichaelsportland.org. We also have our Instagram. So that's probably the best way where we announce our events. You can DM us. We have a WhatsApp chat for our young adults.
Nice.
So if you do end up getting interested in joining our community, we have a WhatsApp group where people share events and we share announcements as well. So if you're new, I would say follow us on Instagram. It's St. Michael's, so st.michaels_arc. You should be able to find it by searching, and you can DM us or you can click our link in bio to sign up for the ball and other events. There's lots of ways to get plugged in.
Well, it's definitely encouraging and just so beautiful to hear about everything that you're offering for the young adults in your community and in our whole local area. So, Kristen, thank you so much again for joining us this morning and sharing about what's happening at St. Michael's.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for having me, and it's always a pleasure to be here.